Exposure.
Pulse 95 Live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
And we're back live right here on Pulse 95 Radio, covering everything Exposure at the Sharjah Expo Center with myself, Mikhail Atiyah, and Omnia Saleh. It's been a fascinating year, fascinating hour. Just right before the break, we got the chance to speak with Ruben Young. His exhibition, the Venice Carnival, really beautiful, wonderful. And I feel like I need to go visit it again to get a little bit of that inspiration. Because I feel like Exposure is always a place for those, no matter if you're in the professional field or if you're an amateur, if you're just somebody who's just curious about anything, photography, filmmaking, head on by to the 8th edition of Exposure. And here with us, we have yet another world-renowned photographer. We'd like to welcome York Hovest. Is an investigative photographer, successful author, and adventurer who travels the world in search of inspiring stories and fates, a love and respect for the beauty of our planet, and the driving forces behind York Hovis' projects. He also he always tries to show both sides of the coin, pictures of the untouched nature and hidden cultures that stand in contrast to all the exploitation and the destruction that humanity is capable of. York also wants to sharpen people's awareness and draw their attention to the important subjects of our times. His tools is the camera, and his feelings take care of all the rest. Welcome to the show, York. Absolute honor.
Hello. Thanks for being here.
We are very excited to have you right here on the show. York, since 2018, you've basically dedicated yourself to what is probably the most important element of our planet, which is water. And that has slowly become the focus of your work. Why did you choose that element in specific, water, to highlight the environmental issues that our planet is going through?
Yes, well, I would say first is the element where we all come from. So it's kind of important for every human on Earth. And I have a special connection to the water because I'm a scuba diver since 30 years. And I still remember these underwater places which I discovered in my earlier years when it was so alive and full of colors, you know. And I just want to put the focus on this element because it belongs to all of us.
Absolutely. You founded the global ocean conservation platform Heroes of the Sea. What inspired you to create it and what's the main goal behind it?
The heroes of the sea are the people who are dedicating their work every day for the salvation of our ocean. Because what the most people don't know is that regarding all these problems on the earth, we have thousands of solutions out there. And I'm a very optimistic guy. I want to spread the message that people should not depress on our environment. They should look up for solutions, innovations, and NGOs who are doing something. And that's why we made this platform, and it works like Wikipedia more or less. Like imagine having a place where you find all the solution you're looking for regarding illegal fishing or climate change, coral bleaching, or the big plastic pollution, you know. And this is what it makes for. That's the name of the whole project, Heroes of the Sea.
If you get a chance to see his exhibition, it's right here at Exposure. It's something that I find very awe-inspiring. At times, it's, you know, because you went for that monochrome kind of black and white color to it, it gives it that sort of raw beauty, you know, right front and center, which, you know, and you were talking about, you know, building the right kind of relationship with communities and organizations. So I want to talk about how do you build that trust with communities that you photograph to ensure that authentic storytelling that you try to bring about here at the exhibition?
Oh, that's a big question. It's more or less based on trust, and it takes a long time to explore these places and to research where you want to go, and then you need to write contact person, and then it actually took years to go to certain points, especially Haiti in the Caribbean Sea, which is a very poor country, you know, and it's a dangerous place to go to, these kind of ghettos where the pollution hotspots are so tight, you know. And but over the years I have made strong connection and a strong level of trust with the local people, and they invite me to come over to display what has been shown there in nature. And that's very important because they also wanted, they want that to, for me to spread it out, to show it to the world, you know, because they cannot handle this catastrophe. So they're looking for us, people with the right intention to do something, to help them, you know.
Giving a voice to the voiceless, as you would say.
Exactly.
Yes. And all the projects and adventures, the sea seems to be the most captivating for you. It seems to call you back time and time again. But I'm sure it comes with the sort of danger that you need to be ready for long before you step into it. So for those who feel like they have that adrenaline, that sense of adventure, who want to go out into the sea and start maybe, you know, their own little photographic journey, what could you tell them about just to be careful in a sense?
Well, first of all, I would tell them, be fearless. There's nothing to worry about in nature, you know. The most dangerous thing is are us. I mean, humans are the dangerous part in that job, you know. So never be fearless to go out and enjoy the nature. Explore the nature whenever you can. That's why we're here. And that makes really sense.
Very well said.
You know, building on the beauty of the ocean, when it comes to your exhibition, you beautifully capture the magnificence of them and you showcase how they can possibly draw you in no matter what angle you look at them from. So how do you create the compositions of the photos, and do you let the ocean guide you, or are you the one guiding it in a way?
Well, as you earlier said, I wanted to display two sides of the medallion. So one is the fascination for our ocean with all those big creatures and mammals like whales and sharks and beautiful corals. And on the other side, I wanted to show the destruction, because this is what we're going to lose if we don't protect this big environment. And that's why we choose to have a mix 50-50, like in this expedition.
The yin and yang.
For those who want to learn more about some of the ambitious projects that York has embarked on, he's actually holding a book signing on the 3rd of March, tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the bookstore. You can grab his book, Heroes of the Sea. It sheds light on not only his journey, but the journey of the unsung heroes who do everything in their power to protect nature, to protect marine life, even within the dangers of everything that surrounds them. York, I'd say one more thing. With all the things you've done and your love for nature, for those who probably want to go into this path as a photographer, maybe just a storyteller, try to build the trust with communities, what's a really important piece of advice before they can venture out?
Yeah, I would say don't be too critical on the image you want to take. The story behind the image is even more important than the photograph itself. And I'm a good witness for this state, because I have learned it by myself, that the story behind the picture makes the whole story big, you know, and then you can create everything you want on Earth.
Very well said. Again, York, absolute pleasure having you here. And do check out his book signing happening tomorrow on the 3rd of March at 5 p.m. A man of danger, but also a man of nature. Thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break, and coming up next, we're doing a bit of a highlight of the daily agenda right here on Pulse 95.